This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Outgoing Iranian President Hassan Rouhani Saturday congratulated hardline Judge Ibrahim Raisi, who was heading for a landslide win in Iran's presidential election. With about 28.6 million ballots cast and a low turnout where half the ballots had been counted, Raisi's tally was already 17.8 million. He's a 60-year-old Shiite cleric who is subject to U.S. sanctions for alleged human rights abuses and had been widely tipped to win the contest thanks to the endorsement of the Supreme Leader Ayatollah Al-Khamenei. Raisi's election comes at a critical time. Iran and six major powers are in talks to revive the 2015 nuclear deal. Then U.S. President Donald Trump abandoned it in 2018 and reimposed crippling sanctions that squeezed Iran's oil income. Raisi dominated the election only after a panel under watch of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei was disqualified and disqualified his strongest competition. Russian President Vladimir Putin says that his foreign minister and his defense minister will have the candidates list for the dominant United Russia Party in September's parliamentary elections. By placing Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and the Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu on a list, Putin aims to increase voter enthusiasm for the party, whose support has been waning. Both have substantial popularity for their firm positions on the military and challenges to the West. Being on the party list does not oblige them to take parliament seats if they're elected. Notably absent from the list announced at a party convention was the former president and prime minister,